2019 is over, and it's 2020. Last year, Manmin spent the time in the middle of the ocean, like it met rough waves and endless storms. God the Father, however, was with us, and the Lord protected us so well, so that, you know, we have come to victory. When the time comes, the Father God has said, everything will be recovered, and there will be great twist, and we will see the glory of God. And I myself have had the taste of this in December 25th last year. It began from that day. Those days that when we were happy, when we rejoiced, that when we were senior pastor, when we recover that, everything will be recovered. Prayer, service, your passion for sanctification, and then your yearnings for prayers, answers, we got to recover them all. We have to. Father God has given us grace already. So many people testify to that. I began 2020 with a new mind. And it is a lot different from 2019. Many people confessed, so I'm thankful for that. But, you know, I didn't think that much different. Well, it's another year. I didn't receive any blessing. If you think like that, then you lost something. In the same space, same environment, some people received the grace of God, holding on to the faith that God gives, and repent of their wrongdoings, and then begin new year with a new mind. But other people didn't receive that answer and hope. When you long for it, you can receive it. Well, I got nothing to do with that, you know. I don't mind whether God gives them or not. If you don't have, you know, longing heart for that, then it will not be given to you. It will be given to you whenever you need it and you desperately want it. So many people, you know, receive, you know, healing works already. I hope every one of you recover all those things. When we meet senior pastor, the faith, I mean, don't you think you will be, you know, embarrassed when you see senior pastor back, you know, without faith? Well, why don't you recover your faith before we see senior pastor back? Your faith will be grown up quickly, right? So in 2020, the beginning of 2020, please recover it. And then, in these days of promise, you know, fill up the justice and welcome the year of glory, okay? When we do so, we can quickly accomplish the construction of Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may pile up justice that Father God desires and accomplish Father God's will. Father God's answer comes when justice is filled up. When we pray, according to your prayer titles, well, your golden censer can have different size according to your prayer titles. If your prayer title is so big, then the golden incense which you should put your prayer should be bigger. Well, if your prayer title is quite little, then that golden censer doesn't need to be big. Okay? Now, we are looking forward to seeing a great grand sanctuary, a huge size. Then you got to realize that, wow, it's a grand sanctuary, so huge. This will of God is with Manmin. That test that we are going through is worthy. If we can overcome it well, then we will grow up that much. And I'm so thankful for that. You got to think like this. And then I hope you can understand it by the principle of justice and overcome it. The providences of Father God contain the construction of the Grand Sanctuary that is given to this church when this church started. And it was Father God's plan, not our plan. Therefore, when the time comes, it will be surely accomplished. When it is impossible with the thought of man, it is so easy to God. If it seems no way inside of man, but there are big and good ways in the sight of God. Father God makes everything work for the good. When you face some, you know, some difficulties, our answer, our light, I mean, there is no way, then you cannot find any way out. But that map, the navigation, can be found in the Bible. In the Bible, there are many examples. When Father God works, you know, there were many ways out. Especially, think about the people of Israelites who escaped from Egypt. They were slaves to Egypt. Egyptians, you know, didn't have any plan to let go of them. They were slaves. Well, actually, you know, the Egyptians, you know, owed to, you know, Joseph, right? So they owed to Israelites. But, you know, they made Israelites their slaves, and, you know, so Israelites couldn't find any way to escape from Egypt, okay? But it was impossible to them. It was up to Father God. By the power of God, you know, eventually the Israelites could escape from Egypt. When 10 plagues came down to Egypt, Israelites were protected, and where the in Goshen, where Israelites, you know, stayed. So they escaped from Egypt. By the command of God, when they escaped from Egypt, you know, Egyptians gave them, you know, many, many gold and silvers. And then they got them. So they went out. They experienced the power of God, said they praised God, and then they decided to obey God. However, they met Red Sea. And behind them, soldiers of Egypt were chasing them. Well, they got no way out. They, you know, they cannot march forward or they cannot go back. But if Father God works, there will be a way. The Red Sea was so deep. Okay? When the sea is so deep, and the color looks like, you know, the color is like in the black, not blue. The Red Sea was so dark blue. But when Father God worked, the Red Sea was divided, and there was a dry land in the middle. And they could, you know, escaped. No, the Egyptian soldiers were chasing them. And although the Israelites could find the way between the sea, but there was Egyptian soldiers, right? They were ready to attack them. So Father God stopped the Egyptian soldiers by, you know, clouds from chasing Israelites. When Father God works like this, you know, it came beyond the calculation of man. If you read these examples in the Bible, then everything can be easily solved by the power of God. We have seen so many evidences that Father God is with us. So why don't you worry about anything? If you remember all those examples in the Bible, then you can find the answer. Then whenever you face the difficulties, you can overcome them with joy and thanks. Father God, like this, His works is completely different from man's thought. So we gotta remember this. It seems that there is no way out. It seems it's impossible. But when Father God works, it's nothing. It's so easy. You gotta take it by faith. Father God does this great job. However, there is something that we gotta do. We gotta do our works by faith, diligently, and fill up justice so that Father God can work. So what are those justice? 2020 year's third prayer title is The Sanctuary That Is Filled With Love. The sanctuary is the place where the name of the Creator God is, and it is the holy place of honor and praise to God. When, you know, God-loving people gather together and, you know, having meeting, no, that's not it. The more important thing is to give honor and praise to God. In addition, it is the place where the 66 books of the Bible are proclaimed, which supplies the soul with food for life. Above all, it is a holy place where God, who is Spirit, establishes communication with us, Father God's creatures. The beginning of the sanctuary is the tabernacle that was built by Moses. When Father God commanded him to build a tabernacle, he gave detailed explanation about the size, look, interior, and materials. Father God didn't allow man to build it as they pleased. Father God made them, build the tabernacle only the way the Father God wants. They were wandering in the wilderness. How could they find good materials? But then Father God knew everything. And, Father God made Israelites get gold and silver from Egyptians. So Egyptians gave gold and silver to Israelites when they escaped, right? In the wilderness, you gotta build a tabernacle and you gotta back it up and you gotta go wander around again and then build the tabernacle. So, just build it as you please. That's not what God said. Father God gave them very strict and detailed information about the tabernacle. So when we remember this, then we can check how we should manage our Christian life in the church as God-centered. The head of the Christ, the head of the church, is who? Is our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Father God receives our service in this sanctuary. Then we gotta show our attitude and look when we give praise to God, when we serve God. So, the order of service, the contents of the sermons, praise, all kinds of events, even the detailed communication or conversation in the sanctuary should please God. We gotta live a Christian life that has God as center. That's what Manmin has been doing. Senior Pastor explained all those things by the Word of God, and we learned how to please Father God. So even every curtain and pews and how to come up to the altar and go down from the altar, we, Senior Pastor, has managed everything the way we can please Father God. Now, Senior Pastor is not with us. We should never change that way. Last December 25th, that was Christmas, right? We always give in Christmas in a very clean manner. And we decorate the sanctuary. Not the way the worldly people do. We do not enjoy. We celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ with happy mind. And we decorate the church beautifully to show the worldly people how we praise our Father God and the Lord so that they could have open mind and accept the Lord and understand our Lord, our Messiah. That's why we decorate the church beautifully. Every event is like this. And the praise leader, what kind of attire they have to put on, how to prepare their heart in the holy. We don't, wear in a casual style, clothes. We put on the clothes that can express the joy of heaven. And when we dance, we put on a beautiful dance. We don't dance like, worldly people do. We don't like it. We don't do so. We only do the way Father God can be pleased to accept them. And we make ourselves, holy. But we also, praise Father God like, children, like, David did. That we do with a humble heart. Sometimes we put your hands up and then, we sing together. And we know that, we don't dance like worldly people do. And we can discern whether we have to sit down, whether we have to stand up. We don't dance choreography that, like in the worldly people do. We did everything as our Father God centered. Senior Pastor explained how holy the altar is. Not everybody can, come up to the altar. It never happens. And then our parents teach our children not to come up to the, climb up the altar. And Senior Pastor strictly taught the performing arts committee members. And then they planted the idea how to praise God with the holy mind and holy heart and holy attire. We learn that, and we remember that. Management, you know, they even, you know, clean the altar, you know, upper altar and down altar, you know, they clean it with the holy mind. So everything you do, everything you do, everything, you know, the way you learned before. You know, if Father God does not accept our service, then it's nothing. So please, we got to remember what we learned. And then inside the sanctuary, not only during the service, inside the sanctuary, you know, when we have group meetings, we should not talk about worldly things. We should not speak the worldly languages. You should not talk about, you know, stocks, you know, for example, and in business, and the female members, you know, well, I found a new, you know, shop where they sell, in the Pampers, you know, quite, you know, very cheap price. We can, you know, talk about that matter over the phone, but not in the sanctuary. And there should be no argue. We learned it. And we should not raise our voice. And it becomes great wall of sin before Father God. So, we are very careful about what we speak in with our lips. And someone came to me to receive my prayer. She got in a car accident. And she got hurt. And she came to me to receive my prayer. Thankfully, right after she got in a car accident, she remembered that, you know, she raised her voice in the sanctuary. She realized it. She remembered it. And then she came to me to receive my prayer. And then in the first sanctuary, I mean, in the first service, I talked about this. And then I remembered, you know, what happened to her. And then I prayed for her last Sunday. And I remember, you know, what she repented of. And right after the first service, I got the testimony. Lee Gil-sup, December 24th, you know, when he was, you know, crossing the road, you know, a car, you know, went over him, and his bone got ruptured. Doctor said, you know, he need to be in a church for about 8 weeks. But right before the accident day, he got upset and he raised his voice, so he repented of it. Not only in this main sanctuary, but also in cafeteria and restroom and churchyard, they all belong to sanctuary. So inside his office, he raised his voice, so he repented of it. And a week passed, and he came to me to receive my prayer. And then his leg was ruptured. I was thankful to see him. The car went over his leg, and nothing happened to him. We heard these kind of testimonies a lot, right? You know, it is the complete protection of Father God in the space of shepherd. You know, when it happens, usually, you know, people got ruptured on their bones easily. And at the same time, his back was hurt. So he received my prayer. After prayer, he took off his coat, you know, because there was a heat on his back, and the bruise came out, and some ooze came out, you know, from his leg, and his leg is getting very quickly recovering. So he came to Sunday service, and he's, you know, before this prayer, you can see that his, you know, leg got, you know, very, you know, bruised up, and then his, you know, leg is, well, you know, recovering now. As we hear this kind of testimony, we got to give thanks to Father God. But at the same time, we got to remember that we should never get upset and raise our voice in the sanctuary. Man, I got upset, but there was no accident. Even if you don't get accident right away, you're upset and raising voice in sanctuary a month later about or to your family, it comes. So you got to remember this, and inside the sanctuary, as you manage your Christian life, you got to be holy. You got to behave holy. And there should be no selling and buying. And we are obeying well. There is one thing that I would like to tell you. Inside the sanctuary, the most important thing is how we give service to God. You know, Father God receives this service. You and I, you know, make eye contact, and I deliver God's message, and on your pew, you're sitting down, and you listen to God's message, concentrating on the Word. However, this service we give to God, and you gotta think that you listen to Father God by revering God. That's how we give service. However, you have idle thought, you fall asleep, but nowadays, you know, you put cell phone by your Bible to get, you know, some information with your cell phone. Or you wanna get the text message on cell for emergency. But many of you, some people, you know, put cell phone by the, you know, then you cannot give service in the spirit and truth. I believe senior pastor talked about this to our students, but our grown-ups, if you do so, then you are like young children. So it is not revering God. So please, you shouldn't do so. So service, not only in the service, but also you come to sanctuary and give in the preparation prayer. At the end of the service, there is announcement after the sermon, and then you can take a look at the cell phone during the announcement. No, it is not how you revere God. You cannot say that you give full service to God. Then it is to wait to lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will mourn for you. Even though Father God gives grace, and you cannot receive it. Many people receive grace, and the sermons were so full of grace, but you don't feel it. You know, your people around you don't feel so. Well, you closed your heart. And you are ready, you are not ready to give service in spirit and truth. You're looking at the cell phone, you are not concentrated on the message. You know, that go, you know, that is piled up, and it becomes wall of sin, even though it is invisible before Father God. So you cannot receive answer, you cannot receive grace. So this is new year with new mind, just like you did before. Please serve God in spirit and truth. Worship God. So, Father God treasures the sanctuary. Great detail. And we got to learn that. Father God wants to be glorified. And Father God has great expectation for congregation. Then, what we should do? I'm going to tell you to make the sanctuary filled with love. First, we got to cast off sin and be sanctified. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" As it said, the temple of God spiritually refers to our heart. Our heart is the temple. But if your heart is full of evil and truth, then can you call it temple? No. The Holy Spirit dwells in us, and we got to listen to the Holy Spirit. We got to obey, following the desire of the Holy Spirit. Such a heart is the temple of God. We got to recover the image of Father God and resemble the heart of the Lord, who is goodness and love and light. That true children has the true sanctuary. That is what Father God wants. Father God wants to glorify. He wants to be glorified all over the world through such a sanctuary. Father God wants to build the grand sanctuary by the hands of children of God who revere God and who have, you know, sanctification. That is the grand sanctuary we've been praying for. Especially in 2000, God gave such a heavy duty to senior pastor to lead countless souls to New Jerusalem. And in 2001, God told him about great detail, the sizes and the materials and interior about the Grand Sanctuary. What does it mean? It means the construction of the Grand Sanctuary and the flow of the people of Holy Spirit who can go to New Jerusalem or go hand in hand. So constructing the Grand Sanctuary means there are so many souls who can go to New Jerusalem. In other words, the more people of Holy Spirit comes, the more quickly the Grand Sanctuary will be in the constructed. That's why there are many things that the pattern of the Grand Sanctuary, which God Himself revealed, resembles New Jerusalem. There should be many people of the Holy Spirit. When there is a Grand Sanctuary, we got to find, you know, people of Spirit here and there. You heard it, right? And if you are not one of them, well, you are not a man of Spirit. I mean, you got to be a man of Spirit or Holy Spirit to find people of Spirit and Holy Spirit all everywhere. Now, you went through trials. Well, then you can see, you can become the man of Spirit and the Holy Spirit. That's why we are overcoming these trials and tests. You have kept the faith during the days of trials. So that's why you can become a man of Holy Spirit. Man, I got so many evil and untruths in my heart. Well, please, make up your mind. I can do it. I can cast them off. But that's why our senior pastor is going through all those difficulties. I trust the senior pastor. I believe in him. Now the Holy Spirit changes me. Think about this. After 2010, thanks to justice the senior pastor has filled up, we could feel that our heart was protected and cast off sin and evil. Don't deny that. There was a such time. We prayed fervently. We longed for Spirit and Holy Spirit. And we could control our heart. We could control our heart. And we cast off many sins and evil. We used to have a hot temper, but, you know, he removed the hot temper. You know, he testified. You know, Elder, you know, Jacob Lee, you know, testified that he removed the hot temper. And he entered the man of the Holy Spirit. So, after he experiencing that there was a hot temper found in his heart, you know, he went back to, you know, sanctuary and then prayed. Well, that's what he testified. There was a root in our heart, you know, and then during the days of the trials, we can get rid of them. So think about this. There is a grace of God fully. Then we could cast them off. There was a time. Senior pastor filled up justice for us, and we believed and we got hold on to it. And when we had a hot temper, we could cast them off. Worldly people make up their mind to, you know, suppress their hot temper. It's not easy. Nobody wants to argue in family. However, they cannot control themselves. It cannot be done by the man power, but by the might of the man. It cannot be done. But the power of God, the help of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. We experienced it for sure in the past. So you changed. Well, I thought I changed, but, you know, well, I went back. Well, you circumcised your heart. But in a very short period of time, your heart was devastated. It's because it had root. It came out a little bit like a weed. But you already experienced how to get rid of it, so you can easily get rid of it. You can root it out. Then we receive the grace, and Father God is giving the grace right now. So hold on to it. Well, in 2019 and 2018, I found so many roots of evil. Now it's, you know, growing up. I couldn't control it. However, Father God gives you grace. You can control it. You got to admit it and pray fervently, and you can cast it off. Look, you can surely control it. You can feel it now. You are at peace now. We are ongoing, the days of trials, but you can control it. It means the grace of God is coming down on you, so you can cast it off. When we see senior pastor back, then we can say that, I'm changed. We can say that. It can be done. It's possible. Therefore, right now, we can recover. As we recover, we can receive grace and strength of the Holy Spirit. We got to have the voluntary mind to be sanctified. and Senior Pastor Field of Justice for us, and the teachings of his teachings will be accomplished in us, and we'll be a man of spirit and Holy Spirit. Please have that hope for your own. I can become a man of Holy Spirit. I can become a man of spirit, and I will become a member of the Grand Sanctuary. That's why we're staying here. That's why I'm staying here. Not avoiding the days of trials. You know, we are here. I'm here. Why? Because I know the will of God. And this is the way I gotta go. It is my duty. And as I am here, you know, this is not the end. This is not the end of my ministry. Father God will surely give me a way to New Jerusalem. Of course, He is giving me now, but in the Father God will be with us and He will give me more chance to go to New Jerusalem. You gotta understand this. And you gotta remember that you are the man who will enter Grand Sanctuary. Now, please, elder, you gotta change. Don't say that. It is you who has to change. You gotta change. And you have to build the Grand Sanctuary. Make up your mind like this. I hope that you make up your mind, and then as you become a man of Holy Spirit, and then you can welcome the construction of the Grand Sanctuary. The time will come quickly. Now, and the Grand Sanctuary resembles, you know, crown. Crown means victory. That means Grand Sanctuary is the evidence of the victory of God who won the human cultivation. Evil spirits have interfered the work of God. The first man, Adam, committed sin by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The enemy devil said, in the Father, God failed. When Israelites betrayed God and they committed sin and their country got collapsed, you know, the enemy devil said it is the failure of God. When, you know, people crucified Jesus, you know, on the cross, you know, the enemy devil said it's a failure of God. The enemy devil and Satan, you know, crucified the Lord on the cross. And they said, you know, they won the victory. But soon they realized that it was their failure. They should not have killed the Lord. By killing Jesus, when people believe in the Lord, you know, they could receive salvation. So, it is the enemy, devil, and Satan that failed. They soon realized it. So what they did? They stopped, you know, people from believing in the Lord. You know, interfering in their business. You know, so that, you know, people would betray the gospel and go to the way of destruction. By giving them, you know, longing for easy life, by giving them trials, the enemy, devil, and Satan kept on in interfering the work of God and making the people of God leave God. And they said, you know, God failed, God failed. Enemy, devil, and Satan thought that they won victory and the Father God failed in human cultivation. However, when the Grand Sanctuary is constructed in the name of Mammin, the victory of God will be proclaimed all over the world. Because it means the enemy, devil, and Satan does not like Mammin. Why? Because how come the Mammin congregation, you know, loves their senior pastor and they say, you know, they go to New Jerusalem? Why they say rejoice? However, we got to do something that the enemy, devil, and Satan hates, but, you know, can, you know, make Father God pleased. That's what we got to do. Your Christian life should be like that. Every one of you should become like this. In your life, you got to remember this. Depending on what you choose and what you made up your, how you made up your mind, whether it can please Father God or it can please the enemy, devil, and Satan. So you gotta choose something that can please our Father God. That's what I did. Well, what should I do to please Father God, to make God win victory, and make, you know, the enemy, devil, and Satan, you know, fail? How can I make the enemy, devil, and Satan hate and make Father God win victory? Then it was easy to make a choice. You know, if I do, you know, fleshly thought and looking for the pleasure of the world, then the enemy, devil, and Satan will love it. You know, see, during the days of trials, I gave them difficulties, and then she loved the worldly pleasure, and they will enjoy that. I cannot do so. In your life, you can make a choice like this. Someone gives you trouble. Someone bothers you. If you love him, if you love her, then you win victory. The enemy, devil, and Satan hates you. The enemy, devil, and Satan, you know, inspires the man that, you know, are close to you, and then that, you know, that make the man, you know, bother you. But if you give, if you rejoice and do the work of God and love him instead, the enemy, devil, and Satan will leave the man, and you will win the victory, and you will glorify God. The people of spirit and whole spirit who can construct the grand sanctuary can come out like that. It means Father God will win victory. Who wants to gather or acquire true children who resemble Father God? After the start of this church, we have prayed for the grand sanctuary, and at the same time, we have made an effort to circumcise our heart. Every year, Father God has given us prayer for grand sanctuary. And He also said we have to sanctify ourselves to build the grand sanctuary. Sometimes He gave words about the 12 foundation stones of New Jerusalem. Sometimes, you know, He gave us a word about good points of forefathers of faith. Besides, He told us up, He gave us a moment for repentance. And since 2010, He has allowed us the rapid flow of spirit so that we can long for spirit. At the same time, He gave us time for trials so that, you know, we can check our faith and goodness ourselves and found what we are short of. This is the time. We can, you know, acquire the spiritual discernment. We could find faith that we can understand Father God's heart all the more with. Some unknown workers were discovered, and people could have even more fervent heart. Most of all, Father God's power and His work has been the same. So Manmin has accomplished the work of the kingdom of Father God greatly. Soon, when senior pastor manifests the power of recreation 100%, then countless people will come back to this church and they will gain the chance of repentance. Father God does not make mistake. There is no loss for Father God's work. Right now, we cannot understand every providence of Father God, but when the time comes, we can understand them, then we can give prayer of thanks with joy and tears. Therefore, please forget the memory of hardships, but make up our mind and march on for sanctification. If you discover some shortages or other shortages during the days of trials, please get up. If you thought about something worldly things, then get rid of it and gather your heart again. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking our own assembling together as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. You gotta pray more, give service more in the sanctuary, and love the sanctuary all the more. This church is the body of Christ. His body serves God. We give that time to Father God. I hope you can do that more. That's how you love the sanctuary. That's how you love God. Just like God, you know, refines the silver 7 times, Father God wants to make the sanctuary filled with people who revere God with pure heart. Father God wants to make the sanctuary with the people who love Father God utmost. Father God wants to make the sanctuary with people who work for the glory of Father God. Father God wants that kind of sanctuary. We work so hard to become like that. But inside the sanctuary, you know, sometimes you worked to be recognized by others. You know, even though you got, you know, high titles or some high positions, it has nothing to do with Father God. You know, the measure of faith, if you circumcise your heart, your measure of faith can be measured, right? Since it is end time, Father God gives you a pretty good, you know, measure of your faith. So we could enjoy our measure of faith compared to the people in the Old Testament. Thanks to Father God's grace and thanks to our senior pastors in the work, Filling Up Justice. We worked before, but as we looked on ourselves now, but, you know, I didn't concentrate on circumcising my heart. I rather, you know, concentrated on, you know, how to get in a better measure of faith than others. You were not like in the beginning, but in the later on, you changed like that. You know, people, you know, used to compare themselves with others. Look at children. You know, I used to be a parish pastor, right? When we had the, when I was a parish pastor. And then some people, you know, lined up. And then, you know, when after the service like that, young children, like at the age of 4 or 5, they already know who are in the highest in the position. And they sit down by the parish pastor. They try to look good. And the people are like this. They want to be raised up. They want to be, you know, recognized. But that's not the measure of faith. In heaven, who is greater in heaven is to humble themselves. Of course, we gotta be, we gotta have hope to become great in heaven. But, you know, we gotta find the standard to become higher in heaven. And that is to, you know, resemble God and serve others. You should have rejoiced when you, you know, served others more and when you revered God more and you got the good measure of faith. You gotta live your Christian life like that. Then your heart was in peace, but, you know, you compare yourself with others and you try to be, you know, higher than others. Well, that's why you got disappointed. That kind of attitude, you should get rid of it. The Christian life in church, duties, titles, you should not pay attention to it. The circumcision of heart, sanctification of heart, resembling Father God, obeying God, and having the sanctuary that Father God loves in our heart, that's your Christian life. You got to have such a goal in your life again. And as you change, that kind of people should fill up this church and give service to Father God or during the meetings. I hope you can, in the power of God as you do so, in every service and every meeting. No matter how much, you know, enemy devil and Satan interfered, there have been so many children of God, and Father God acclaimed His victory. That's what Father God wants to do in Grand Sanctuary. I think you can experience that right now. And you're doing a good job. The Grand Sanctuary will be the final of the Grand Victory. And as you are doing so well now, so I'm thankful. And Father God will be pleased with you. However, we know that there were shortages. But fill it up, then that's it. I hope that you can quickly, you know, glorify our Father God in the Grand Sanctuary by quickly accomplishing the sanctification. The Grand Sanctuary, as you love Father God foremost of all, and at the same, I mean, you got to do this right now, even before we construct the Grand Sanctuary, okay? Second, what we must do to make our sanctuary full of love is that we must be one with the Father, the Lord, the Shepherd, with love. 1 John 4, verses 7 to 9 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us." In your life, in your heart, you gotta choose love. Without it, Father God cannot be with you. Remember this. When you do a thing, when you make choice, or when you have something in your mind, only when you do this with love, then Father God will see you, and then Father God will tell you, then you are my child. Father God is love. So please make discernment by the standard of love. I hope you can do this.
또 그 사랑의 본을 보여주신 목자와도 당연히 하나 되어야 합니다.
And we gotta be one with the shepherd who showed example of love. There are many different kinds of love. Love of parents, love of spouses, love of, you know, brothers. But this is not the love that we would like to accomplish. Worldly people think about the fleshly love, but it has limit. Most of all, it can change according to time. But the love of Father God is spiritual love. It doesn't change at all. It even gives His life for the enemy. Especially, the Grand Sanctuary should be filled with people who accomplish this kind of higher level of spirit, higher level of love. Therefore, in order to build the Grand Sanctuary, we have a goal of spiritual love. To the extent we accomplish this love, we can become one with Father God and the Lord who is love itself. And at the same time, we can be one with our shepherd. To the extent you accomplish love, you can become one with the Lord and with our Father God. What a glory to you. You can become one with Father God and with the Lord. And Father God is in you. It can happen when you accomplish love. In order to do so, we make this spiritual love as our standard. In everything, we gotta think all the time, what Father God wants me to do? What if our Lord was in this situation? What if our senior pastor was in this kind of situation? And when we think like that, then the Holy Spirit will inspire us. Then we gotta obey it. You know, as we think about it, the Holy Spirit will let us know about it. Senior pastor would do this, like this. Our Lord might have done like this. Someone bothered me, but I should not argue, just like our Lord didn't. The Holy Spirit inspires you, but if you disobey, His voice cannot be heard. And even if you do evil, you will not have any pang of conscience in your heart. However, the Holy Spirit is surely in you. And if you depend on the Holy Spirit, and if you ask what Father God wants from me, how senior pastor would do in this situation, then the Holy Spirit will give you the answer. And if you obey it, then you can hear Him all the more and better. As you do so, as you obey the Holy Spirit, you can have a heart like Father God's and the Lord's and shepherds, and you can give the same fragrance. Especially in these days of trials, I would like to tell you how to become one with Father God and with the Lord and with the shepherd. It is a way to make your faith grow up quickly. That is, you gotta know the will of Father God who gave you this trial. Those in the trials the Father God allowed, why did Father God give to us? After this, what kind of blessing are waiting for us? You gotta accept this with faith. Then you will behave differently. Your heart will be different. Your face will look different. As you understand it, then Father God, you know, will be pleased. Now, a child did something wrong, and the parent about to, you know, punish him. Well, you don't love me. You're about to spank me. The child got angry, and, you know, and the child misunderstand the parent. Well, my father, you know, told me not to do this. You know, if I do it again, you know, he said, you know, he would spank me. But I made the same mistake. So, you know, my father is, you know, spank me so that, you know, I could remember what he taught me. But at the same time, you know, he would be hurt because, you know, he spanks me. If a child, you know, can understand in the father's heart like this, then the child and the parent will be so pleased. That's what happens in the days of trials. People look bothered, you know. But if they overcome trials well, they become healthy both in spirit and body, and after trials are over, they will grow up higher, better. So, we gotta understand the will of Father God who allowed these trials. And we gotta rejoice and give thanks and overcome them by faith. That's what Father God wants from us. That's what the Lord did. In Hebrews 2:18 says, "For since He Himself was tempted in that which He was suffered, He is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted." Jesus was tempted and He suffered. That's why He prays for us and He helps us. So his sufferings, what did he do? He only dealt with people with love. And that's what exactly our shepherd did. And then, if you think like that and remember them and resemble them, the strength and faith will be given to you. Then your currents. And you can do more. All you got to do is do it by faith, by understanding the will of Father God and act by faith. Then even if your ability is like 50, you can do the job with your 70% of your ability. I hope you can do so and be one with the Father God. And as we do work for Father God, if we are one with Father God and the Lord and with the shepherd, then we can bear even greater fruit. When we take care of our souls, you know, which soul should I go? What kind of message should I deliver? What kind of love I have to express? There are many things that you got to consider. And whenever it happened, pray with the heart of the shepherd and depend on Father God. Then Father God will inspire you what to speak, and He will open the hearts of those souls. Then you can bear more fruits than when you do it as you please. It is the same when you preach the gospel or, you know, when you do something for the work. What our senior pastor would do in this kind of situation? I hope you can remember this and bear fruit. Inside in the Levi workers, as you do some work, don't do it just easily. Okay? Think about how to do this more effectively. How to become help to church and shepherd. Then you can bear more fruit and you can pile up more rewards in heaven. If you just do your job by habit, you cannot pile up rewards. However, if you think about, you know, how to, you know, overcome these trials, how to make people, all the Levi workers get united as one, if you pray like that, the Holy Spirit will surely help you. And then that's how you become one with Father God and with the Lord and with the shepherd. And you can bear more fruits. As we do things every time with love, then Father God will be pleased and He will, you know, pay us more. As we make spiritual love standard and to give fruits, then that is the evidence of becoming one with Father God, with the Lord, and with the shepherd. And as we do so, the church will be more full of love. What we must do to make our sanctuary full of love is, third, members must be one with love for each other. 1 John 4 verses 11 and 12 says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us." That said, to fill the sanctuary full of love, we gotta serve each other with love, service, and humbleness. It is so important to sanctify yourself to work for the Father God. But it is also important to be one with each other. Be in peace. Be united. They are so important. You know, it is mandatory. It is a basic for all the parts of body become one. Ephesians 2 verses 20 to 22 says, "Having been built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit." Now, verse 21 says, especially, "In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord." Please remember this verse well. Every member should be a sanctuary, but they should be the connecting material for the grand sanctuary. In other words, when people have spiritual sanctuary in their heart, and when they got together as one in the Lord, that church becomes the perfect sanctuary for the Holy Spirit. If we just list the bricks, then that's not the construction of the sanctuary. We make those, you know, bricks, you know, connected to each other, then the building can be constructed. By the same token, when the congregation got, you know, sanctified by Spirit, and they gotta work as one to build a sanctuary. They gotta become one body with one thought and with one mind. Then there will be great works of the Holy Spirit, and the church will accomplish the providence of Father God as a worldly church, world mega-sized church. That's what we've been doing as our senior pastor centered. The head of church is Christ Jesus. On this earth, it is our senior pastor who runs this church by the standard of Father God. And we obeyed such a senior pastor in this church. That's why we brought revival, we experienced the great power of God, and glorified Father God greatly. Now, we got to do so more in the days of trials. The enemy, devil, and Satan try to make you, divided. And many in the synagogues of Satan. If you think of those other churches, what happened to them? They got scattered and then they got divided. But we can win victory as we become one. The enemy, devil, and Satan tries to divide us. Now, as I think of what the senior pastor has done, and I think about what is the will of Father God, then we gotta please our Father God by faith. And how I should then? That's how I manage this church. Well, if I am against the will of God and the will of senior pastor, you don't need to obey me. But if I follow the will of God and follow the teachings of senior pastor, then you gotta obey me. Even though I'm short of many things, then you gotta obey me. Then we can become one and we can do a great job. And Father God can be pleased with this church. Then we can overcome all those trials and we will see the work of the Holy Spirit. Every man looks different. And they all have different thought. Father God gives us the one big same goal. But people will have different thoughts about their goal. However, when it becomes so, in the days of trials, when their love cools down, when their faith cools down, such a thought will come up. But as we trust each other, look up to each other, and then follow each other and obey each other, unless it is untruth, then even though we got different thoughts, we can become one. But no matter how many times we do good things, if we don't get united with different thoughts, then the whole thing will collapse. So this church was started by Father God Himself. And senior pastor only has followed the will of God and the will of the Lord. And we are being accomplishing such a grand century together with senior pastor. So there should be no crack at all. There should be no cracking or collapsing of the church. Otherwise, you cannot concentrate on the service. Right? If we got united together, then we can do something with one might. So year 2020, let us be united in group meetings, in cell meetings, and mission meetings or parish meetings. If you become one and make one voice, if you think you can do a better job than others, if you follow the order, and if you encourage each other, then your reward will be small. No way. So Father God's sign, you can do more job, but you serve others more. Then Father God will reward you greatly. That's what we've been doing in Manmin, right? Now we got to do so more. So we got to be united as one. And we got to give our moral fragrance of Jesus Christ. And we got to build the grand sanctuary. To do this, we got to be one with each other. We gotta respect each other. We gotta treat others better than ourselves. We have to look for others' benefit with truth. And we gotta serve them. Our Father God wants us to make this church like the early church, where the members of the church encourage each other and then rejoice together. In the Lord, Father God wants us to love each other, treat each other well, in peace. If we truly love someone, then you will not seek for your own benefit. You will not criticize or judge others' will to bother people. And there should be no argument at all. However, in days of trials, you know, I felt sorry because so many people were in argument. I couldn't understand people who were raising their voice because they couldn't understand something. You know, they even convey some wrongdoings or faults of others to other people. They just have different thought, but they became enemies. They wanted to discern the truth. They wanted to keep the church and souls. However, they were short of goodness and love. Some people didn't experience loss, so they didn't do their job actively, and they didn't keep the church and souls. However, from this year, we gotta, fill it up our shortages and become better and with, better words and better action, we gotta make ourselves filled with love. Then we gotta wait for people who do evil, who have evil thoughts, without mercy. Some people heard the truth and they don't act by the truth, but they do evil. Why are they divided? You gotta feel sorry for them. You gotta pity them. You gotta pray for them. You should not convey this matter to others. You know, if you talk about, wrongdoings of others to some people around you, then you make them, bother too. You should never do so. Of course, when people do untruth, we gotta advise them. But we gotta know whether we do it with love or with ill feelings. If we do it with love, the Holy Spirit will work. Otherwise, there will be work of Satan. If we hate what others are short of, then it has nothing to do with love. So, in the church where people are not united, the Holy Spirit cannot work. You gotta remember this. In your group meeting, some people are gossiping. And then, if you pray, you cannot receive answer. After the meeting, you have gossips about something. Then you cannot receive answer. But if we serve each other, if we united with love and service, then Father God will be glorified and Father God will be with us. Therefore, I hope your cell meeting, group meeting, any kind of meetings or service be full of God's love in 2020 so that you can receive answers and blessings quickly. When we had cell service in the past, we prayed for others in the prayer titles. I hope you can do the same nowadays. Let's say five people gathered and they shared their own in the prayer title. Okay, we gathered together. The last time we prayed for Team 1 A's in the prayer title. Now let's pray for Team 1 B. If you pray together, you can quickly receive answer. And there are those weak faith, those with weak faith will have their faith and grow up quickly. And so think about what happened in group services and in a cell meetings. Now, we don't talk about any untruth during the group meetings or cell meetings. So they are happy. I heard it. Amen. In 2020, during the lunchtime, I hope you can have a group meeting with full of love and, okay? Let's talk about only the word of goodness, okay? Then say amen. Thank you for saying that. I used to speak the words of the negative words, but and now I'm going to talk about positive words. Then Father God will be pleased with you, and Father God will give you answer and blessing. In the church, as we do our service with faithfulness and devotion, and get united with love and goodness, we can receive many rewards and blessing. Let me conclude this message. To make this sanctuary full of love, first, we got to cast off sin and to be sanctified. Second, we got to be one with Father, with the Lord, and with the Shepherd, with love. Third, we got to be one with each other. Brothers and sisters, the Grand Sanctuary will be a beautiful sanctuary. Just like the glory of Father God fills up New Jerusalem, the beauty of Father God will fill up the Grand Sanctuary. The Grand Sanctuary resembles Father God's glory in spiritual space. It reveals the dignity and mighty of Father God, and it will become the greatest sanctuary in human history. The Grand Sanctuary is the monument of God's victory in human cultivation. So many people will come to Grand Sanctuary, they will accept the Lord, and they will see salvation. They will be the words of life, the Father God's power will be glory manifested, and the world will see the Grand Sanctuary. Father God's will be proclaimed through Manmin, and we will do world mission as we accomplish Father God's providence in the world all the more greatly. We have prayed for this sanctuary for 37 years, and we have made offerings, and we will do more in the future. You should not hate to give offerings. You know, you got to receive blessing. You got to give. To receive, you got to give. You got to be faithful. Your faithfulness, your devotion is also offerings too. The Grand Sanctuary cannot be sent, you know, constructed by your offerings. It will be constructed by the power of our shepherd. The sanctuary will be built with our love and faithfulness and truth. You know, there are some people, you know, who give offerings, and that's good. But for the sanctuary, we gotta pray. We gotta pile up our in the faithfulness. They are all offerings, okay? Sometimes, you know, it may come slow. However, it will surely be fulfilled. It will be surely accomplished, and it will show that Father God is alive. God of justice is alive. So, the seed of faith that we sow will come out as a Canaan sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. And your giving will come out as a blessing in justice. Since we overcome all kinds of trials until we build the Grand Sanctuary, to the extent that you will receive strength. With this hope, I hope you all become united with love in New Year 2020. We gotta give joy and happiness to each other as a part of Christ. Father God will be pleased with our service and prayer, and He will help us to build the Grand Sanctuary and Canaan Sanctuary. May you receive this blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear, and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bones of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.